Here on our Tuesday morning, time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall Chat. Mayor, how are you today?
Doing well, Joe. How are you today?
All right. The air conditioning is working, so all's well here.
Good. Maybe we should be testing it this week.
Indeed, for sure. Good reminder for folks, the Kennedy Center is air conditioned.
Yes, it is indeed. So is the library.
Yes, and the frozen food aisle at the supermarket. But in all seriousness, folks should need to take this particular heat seriously. We're not used to it, and it's going to be quite extreme as well, so certainly take care.
Short-lived, though, only for a few days.
That's right. And fortunately, there are no Senior Olympic events today.
Indeed, that would be a problem.
That would be. Sure. Yeah, they actually conclude tomorrow. Volleyball game, and then the closing ceremony. So it's been 2 weeks of fun and frivolity for all, for sure.
They do have a grand time. It's kind of fun to stop by some of the events. And it's certainly, as you know, the volleyball game that we play against them is very competitive. They show no empathy at all to their opponents. But it's good stuff. I think certainly Michelle and the team at Kennedy Center, Chris Rooney from the rec and the whole team, They run a great event, and everybody feels very comfortable. So it's a good program.
Yeah.
Been around a long time.
42 years, actually, this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then once that's over, they'll be gearing up big time for all the summer recreational programs that'll be here before you know them.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I don't think any community does it as well as Quincy. Rooney's added some new twists to it. So, and again, him and his team do a great job. And it's easy to access. I mean, you go to the Recreation Department website, and all the information is there. We have all the summer programs at the various playgrounds around the city, as well as the various camps, sports camps, all kinds of cool stuff for families. So yep. Take advantage of it, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. QuincyRec.com is the place to go. Mayor, as you're aware, the City Council is now in the midst of reviewing next year's proposed budget. And so far, there's been about $239,000 in cuts. And curious about how you feel about that.
Well, the City Council has their job to do. We did our job, presenting the budget. And I know a number of the big departments are up tonight before the Finance Committee. And we'll see what happens. But they have a role here, and certainly they have the power to make cuts. I just hope going forward those cuts are responsible, and we'll deal with it.
Tonight's schools, police, and fire. So I guess the big three, right, or three of the major ones in the city.
Yeah, those are the three largest budgets. So the big three for sure.
And then again, June 2nd and June 10th, and the fiscal year begins July 1 this year.
Every year.
That's right. And every year. I'm sure you're aware of the report that came out recently regarding the city's bond rating by Moody's, lowering it from AA3 to A1, and your feeling about that.
Yeah, it doesn't really change much, Joe. We've been through this over the years. Some ups and downs. S&P and Moody's are the two agencies generally that rate the city, and the reserves is an issue from their viewpoint. We'd all like to see more reserves, and it becomes a debate of reserves or what do we not do this or do that to build the reserves. It will not change our interest rate. All our the institutions we deal with are very comfortable with Quincy. They've dealt with Quincy. The irony on all this is the city since 1888 has never missed a bond payment. So some of these things are, it's just part of the process. They downgraded the federal government a few years ago. There's a lot of cities and towns going through challenges now with revenues, Prop 2.5 override. So there'll be a number of downgrades around the state, but it's not a significant downgrade. It will not affect the interest rates when we go to market.
So would it impact if the proposal to purchase ENC were to go through, would it impact that bond?
No, it shouldn't. It will not have an impact on the interest rates. That's what my experts are telling me.
Okay.
Those institutions that buy our debt are very happy with Quincy. So I don't see any difference in interest rates. Therefore, no, I don't think there'll be a change.
Okay. Any update to that proposal, Mayor?
No, well, team's working hard on it. So when we do meet with the city council in committee, hopefully soon, we can get into more details. At the end of the day, we can't have every question answered going into this. It's going to take some time, but I think we'll have enough questions answered and enough meat on the bone to move forward with a plan that makes some sense, and not only makes some sense for the neighborhood, protecting the neighborhood, but also makes some sense financially.
Is the college indicating it will wait until the city makes a decision?
Well, we have an agreement with them now. Yep. We have till the end of June, essentially, Joe, to make a decision. And quite frankly, if the council can't make a decision by then, I don't know why they would need more time. The facts will be before them, and vote it. The ENC community has been greatly affected by this. The ENC board of trustees of the college, we've been dealing with the chairman and their attorneys and the former college president. They've been very good to work with. But, if the city makes a decision either not to purchase or to extend, try to push it out further date-wise, it could be costly for the city. I don't know if it would move forward at that point. It's my understanding ENC does have other interested buyers at this point. There were none that we're aware of when the developer pulled out. That's when we went to the table with ENC and negotiated what I think is a very fair deal for the city. At the end of the day, it protects that property for the neighborhood. There's other folks out there looking at this that it may be an adverse effect to the neighborhood. That's a fact. And then, before the certain elected officials start to suggest that those are threats, they're not threats. Those are just facts. We saw that when the Squatom Gardens became available through the federal government, the Old Navy housing. There was a real a Dover Amendment protected group that was looking at that. Had Jim Sheets not moved as quickly as he did protecting that land, that could be something very different today. Those are real facts, and which we're working our way through every detail of the land, every building, how best we could use the buildings, what we should sell, what we should keep for community use. Should we do 55 and over? Should there be a branch library? Should we have after-school daycare? Should the Cove Center be used for some of the community dance groups and theater groups? I mean, these groups are going to have to pay their way. This isn't all for free, but it provides some facilities that they don't have today. So, again, the college with the gym and the field needs to be a natural, as well as city uses for those. I mean, the gym itself, you probably couldn't build for $21 million. There's price and there's value, Joe, and the value of this property is enormous for the community.
Some of the councilors have indicated they might like to tour the area. Would that be a possibility?
Of course it would, sure. I mean, we have to coordinate that with the owners. We just can't go into buildings without their permission.
Sure, absolutely. Mayor, we are knocking on Memorial Day weekend, and the city, as always, will be honoring its veterans once again this year.
Yes, I was talking to Christine Cugini recently. As you know, Christine, our Veterans Service Director, does an outstanding job. Her assistant, Michael Sullivan, is going to be the keynote speaker this year. Michael was in the Marines and saw a lot of action. He now works with veterans who have had struggles returning home with all kinds of issues. And that department does an outstanding job for our veterans. They really do. And they always put together a nice parade, and we always... We end up, well, with the exception of one year when Mount Wollaston was under reconstruction. Mm-hmm. We used the Hancock Cemetery, but Mount Wollaston is such a beautiful setting for the Memorial Day exercises. And the view across the street is getting better every day as well. So we look forward to that. Absolutely. I haven't looked at the long-range forecast, but hopefully we'll have a nice day.
Yeah, let's hope. It's parade steps off 10:30 Monday morning on Quincy Avenue, right at the Credit Union, makes its way through the square, stops at the Church of Presidents for a wreath laying, and then up to Mount Wollaston for the service.
Yep. And we, I know some years we have some lean crowds. The last few years, I think the attendance has been very healthy, which I think is just awesome. We celebrate two major veterans related. One is Memorial Day for those who died in service of the country. And then, of course, those living veterans in November, we celebrate that day as well. Two different meanings, but we're still honoring our veterans. And as you know, we have a great tradition in this city, Joe. Mm-hmm. First of all, people stepping up and serving, and number two, the community honoring their service.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we just had Chris Chowda Hill not too long ago, talking about his service and importance of remembering veterans and their service and their families as well. And the Morissette Post had their service this past Sunday as well.
Yes, the Sons of the American Legion, yep. The Island of Flags. Yeah, we were over there. And Captain Chris Hill, what an amazing guy. And his story is pretty remarkable as well. You know, we don't realize the impact of people in combat. I know we see the news clips and the highlights, if you will, but you don't see the human toll of that. And, and Captain Hill, it's a couple of the events I was at, spoke a little bit about that and raved about his sailors, how they step up each time on the ship to deal with the very difficult situations they were dealing with in the Red Sea. Those are real-time drone attacks, and I'd tell people to stay away from the Hollywood view of things. There's a real human toll when it comes to service in military action.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate it. Please stay cool.
You also.
Take care, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Quincy Mayor, Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.
Unexpected reactions to